Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my super fine wife, Beth.
We're going to have a fabulous day today.
Yes.
And we are not going to be fearful.
That's
in
right.
Ezekiel 3:9, it says, I will make your forehead like the hardest stone, harder than flint. Do not be afraid of them or terrified by them, though they are a rebellious people.
That's interesting.
That is interesting. That is very interesting.
Do not be afraid of them or terrified by them because you've got him.
That's right. And that's the key.
That's the key.
So this morning,
we're going to talk about seven keys to increase
hallelujah.
An inheritance.
Ooh.
Think about that.
I mean, think about it. All right.
God has seven blessings for each of us. That's right, seven blessings. And they're found in Exodus 23. Number one, an angel of God has been assigned to keep you and lead you to your miracle. Exodus 23:20. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, to bring thee to a place which I have prepared.
Number two, God will be an enemy to your enemies. We love to read this. We do it often. Exodus 23, verses 22 and 23, New Living Translation. But if you are careful to obey him, following all my instructions, then I will be an enemy to your enemies, and I will oppose those who oppose you. For my angel will go before you and bring you into the land of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, and Jebusites, so you may live there, and I will destroy them completely.
Now, you may not live in a, right now, there may be no, as you go, well, Brother Harold, Sister Beth, there are no Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hivites, or Jebusites where I live.
Well, we'll have to do that teaching sometime.
We will.
That's right.
Because there's so much more to that.
Yes, they all stand for things.
And sometimes when you read it, you just kind of pass over it.
That's right.
Maybe tomorrow we'll do that.
Okay.
We'll do a study.
Let's look it up.
And on those.
That's it.
Yeah, that's what we'll do.
We've done that before.
Number three, he will give prosperity to you.
Ooh, I like that.
Exodus 23:25 says, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water.
And then we can go on because number four, it says God will take sickness away from you. This is the last part of Exodus 23. Actually, I guess it goes into 25. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. I love these. Listen to the classic Amplified translation of Exodus 23:25. And I will take sickness away, I guess it says, from the midst of thee. That's the classic Amplified, is it? The Message Bible says, I will get rid of the sickness among you. New Living Translation says, I will protect you from illness. And you also ought to be confessing Psalm 103 every day. Lots of good things in that.
Yeah.
He not only forgives every one of our sins, he heals each one. I love the way it's worded in the Classic Amplified. He heals each one of all of your diseases. Excuse me. Redeems your life from the pit and corruption. I'm telling you, it's rich and you need to be confessing it over you
every
and
day.
Your whole family.
Every day.
Every day.
Number five, you shall not die before your appointed time, long life span.
Wow.
Exodus 23:26. There shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in thy land. Number of thy days I will fulfill.
Hallelujah.
The New Living Translation says, I will give you long, full lives. The Message Bible version says, I will make sure you live full and complete lives.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
There's lots and lots of promises in this.
Yes.
Number six, increase and inheritance will be yours. So increase And then an inheritance to boot. Hey, we're children of the Most High God.
That's
right?
It.
And that's why we are so blessed. Exodus 23:30. Exodus 23:30 says, by little and little I will drive them out from before thee, until thou be increased and inherit the land. You may say, well, that was the Israelites. You know, what does that have to do with me? Look, it just shows, it's, you know, that actually the Israelites were, if you read over in Hebrews, whatever, they're a type and a shadow of what happened physically and what he's wanting to do with us spiritually and mentally. I mean, in you know, in every way today. So it's literally he is increasing us by increasing the word in our lives. We just talked this the other night, Borders Without Limitations, about how every time we're in the Word of God, it's expanding our ability to be able to understand what he's wanting to do. And I'm telling you, this is a season in the world where you really need to know what the Word says and how to put it into good use for you. And if that doesn't encourage you to get in the Word daily and dig through and expand, it's like blowing up a balloon. It'll never go back to its original size. Your mind, your spirit, your will, your emotions become supercharged. Mm-hmm. And it allows you to do greater things, believe greater things, be bolder than you have been before about taking the promises and putting them into your lives. I got carried away. But honestly, it's so good.
It is.
It's something we all need to understand and put that word to work.
When we fully understand that the Word of God is our guide for living.
Yes.
Our guide for success, for prosperity, for divine health.
We'll never go backwards again.
We'll never go backwards again. But we have to dig into the Word.
And apply it daily. Grow.
Number seven. The things the enemy has taken will be returned, and you have the promise of a one-year blessing.
Wow. Well,
this is
look
good
at that.
Stuff.
Yeah, look at that.
Exodus 23:29. Glory to God. I will not drive them out from before thee in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field multiply against thee.
You know, it reminds me of Isaiah. Line upon, this is how we, you know, this is how we expand. Line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. We couldn't take it all in. Of course, some days are really rich. But, you know, he's taking and expanding us, you know, day by day as we can handle it. As we can handle it. Go ahead, honey.
Hallelujah. Mm. We want to encourage you to write out these seven blessings in your smartphone, tablet, index card so that you can carry with them wherever you go. And whatever you do in the next 7 days.
Maybe we should go over them quickly.
All right, let's do that.
We'll go back. Give you a little refresher in case you missed one.
Number one, an angel of God has been assigned to keep you and lead you to your miracle.
Hallelujah. Exodus 23:20.
Hallelujah.
Exodus 23:20.
Yes, it is. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, to bring thee into the place which I have prepared.
We can just give them the address.
Yeah, that's true. But I want to say, I think I've shared this before, but it's been a while. I saw my angel.
I remember that time.
I do. And I'll always remember it and cherish it. But God allowed me to see my angel one time. And it was a time where it really brought encouragement to me. It really was. He's a big dude. And I looked up at him, and he smiled at me. I love it.
Number two, God will be an enemy to your enemies. Remember Exodus 23:22-23.
Number three, he will give prosperity to you. Exodus 23:25. We hope, you need to be writing these down, because I can tell you, they're absolutely...
You need them.
Amazing.
Everybody needs them. Hallelujah. Number four, God will take sickness from the midst of thee.
Glory to God.
I used to say in that because I learned it from the King James. But that's in Exodus 23:25.
Number five, you shall not die before your appointed time with a long lifespan.
Wow.
Exodus 23:26. We encourage you to read that in a half a dozen different translations.
It'll encourage you.
And pump you.
Light your fire. Number six, increase and inheritance will be yours. Look, that's promised by the, because you are the seed of Abraham. But it says, talks about it in Exodus 23:30.
Wow. And number seven, the things the enemy has taken will be returned, and you have the promise of a one-year blessing.
Mm.
Exodus 23:29.
Remember, you have Proverbs 6:30-31 that says, if the thief be found, we know, look, it's not your employer, it's not your sister or brother or your mom or your dad or anybody else. If the thief be found, we know it's whoever's behind whoever is the enemy of your soul.
Has to repay sevenfold.
And they have to be pay sevenfold. Stand on that. I've seen, I tell you, sometimes I put the enemy, I go, look, you can either return, I can either find this or else you can pay me back seven times. It's amazing how quick that happens when you have to, when we tell him that we're going to make him pay back seven times.
I have a book entitled Stolen Property Return.
Yes.
And it is comprehensive, and it'll help you understand these principles about taking back what the enemy's stolen and getting a sevenfold return. If you just go on the website, HaroldHerring.com, sow a seed of any amount, we'll send you the book.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Stolen property.
In Exodus 23:22-31, God makes six promises and gives you one command to the Israelites regarding the conquest of the promised land.
Mm-hmm.
One says, I'll be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. Number two, I will cut them off. Number three, I will send my fear before you. I will cause confusion among the people whom you come and will make all their enemies turn their backs on you. I will send hornets before them.
Wow.
Number five, little by little, I will drive them out from before you. Number six, I will deliver the inhabitants of the land to your hand. His command in verse 31 is this. You shall drive them out before you. Consider these, what these seven states reveal. Statements received. Consider what these seven statements reveal.
There you go.
I say it right that time. The entire context suggests confrontation between God, the people of the land. However, the command says, you shall drive them out before you. That should give us pause. There's more to this than a first glance it might indicate. This is an easy assumption that God would remove every impediment upon Israel's entrance into the promised land. Proves false. That is not how it worked out in history. In addition, the Israelites knew for certain that they would have to face the people in the land of with multiple confrontations.
But the point of it is God promises, when we have a promise, then we know that he has our back and will lead us into victory.
We strongly encourage you to read, reread, and reread Exodus 23 in a number of different
translations. Yeah, it's good.
Amen?
We got a little long, but it's good stuff.
It is
and
so
it's leading
rich.
Us into some other stuff, too.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
Till tomorrow morning, 8:30 Eastern. God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.
Recorded.